This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2004, recorded on Thursday the 5th of April 2018. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always like to hear from you. Part one of Chatterbox this week is read by Alison Aplin
and Don Cleaver.
We'll have two features again this week. Both features are linked to the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Royal Air Force, and they will take us to two different places just north of Norwich. But we'll now start with some of the stories that have been making the news in Norwich this week.
There have been some controversial stories from Norwich this week. The County Council has introduced charges at its recycling centres, and this is met with almost universal criticism. The proposed redevelopment of Anglia Square seems likely to include a 25-storey tower block, another focus of controversy. And there have been loud complaints about the state of Norwich's war memorial. The stories follow, and later we will hear some of the correspondence since these stories have led to in the evening news.
New charges for dumping DIY waste at Norfolk's recycling centres have been met with almost universal criticism from tip users. Norfolk County Council introduced the costs, meaning DIYers now have to pay £5 to get rid of an 80-litre bag of general waste, £4 per tyre and £4 for flat glass, amongst other charges. The move is expected to save the council £280,000, but many have predicted the charges will lead to a rise in fly tipping, meaning that the authority will end up forking out more in clean-up costs. Dereham resident Susan Jeeves said, "I think this is the worst money-saving idea ever. Surely it will cost more in clearing up fly tipping." A council spokesman said that they needed to cut costs because its funding from central government had been reduced. The spokesman said, "Your council tax goes towards the operation of household waste recycling centres. DIY type waste is not household waste and is not included in your council tax."
A new 25-storey tower block would bring seismic change to the city's character, members of the Norwich Society have warned. House builder Western Homes, along with landowner Columbria Threadneedle, are hoping to build the residential tower in Anglia Square. It is part of a larger scheme to redevelop the site, consisting of up to 1,250 new homes, dozens of shops and pedestrian areas. But members of the Norwich Society, which act as a watchdog on planning issues, claim the tower is too high. The group's chairman, Vanessa Trevelyan, said, "I think in Norwich we have been very good at introducing contemporary landmark buildings that don't interfere with Norwich's very attractive medieval skyline. But something that this is so out of scale from its surrounding area would bring seismic change to the character of Norwich."
It's disgusting that our dead are shown such little respect. Complaints have been made about the state of Norwich's war memorial as the centenary of the end of the First World War approaches. The memorial to those who made the ultimate sacrifice during conflict was only restored 8 years ago when it was repositioned to face City Hall. But pollution has already made its mark on the Grade 2 listed monument. Gilded lettering, including "Their name liveth forevermore," is now barely legible because of the black crust which has formed. Norwich City Council says that it has been caused by a mixture of surface biological growth and a sulphate crust developing due to the Portland stone reacting to sulphur dioxide from pollutants. The City Council and MPs have had complaints about its appearance, with one complainant stating that it's disgusting that our dead are shown such little respect. At the moment, cleaning is done before each memorial service using warm water, soft brushes and mist spraying, with the memorial's listed status meaning that only certain methods can be used. But this November will mark 100 years since the end of the First World War, and the Council acknowledges the memorial's state needs to be addressed. The Council has applied to its own planning committee for permission to carry out a conservation clean at a cost of about £2,500. Jack Woods, Secretary of the Norwich and Norfolk District Branch of the Normandy Veterans Association, welcomed the clean-up.
As the miniature engine chugged through Eaton Park once more on Easter Sunday, an historic railway tradition was revived. On Sunday, April the 1st, the new season opened at the miniature railway and visitors were greeted with a style of railway ticket that largely vanished from Norwich in the 1970s. Named after its inventor, Thomas Edmondson, the Edmondson ticket was an iconic feature of railway journeys for over a century before being displaced by early electronic systems in the 1980s. The very first ticket was to the Lord Mayor of Norwich, and over 450 people came along to ride on the miniature railway on its first day of the 2018 season. The railway will continue to operate on Sundays until the end of September. We'll be running a special day for each on May Day Bank Holiday.
A callous and dangerous robber behind a series of handbag snatches from vulnerable elderly women in Norwich was told he'd also robbed them of their independence, leaving them scared to go out alone. Justin Campling, aged 40, of Bullis Road, admitted a string of seven robberies on victims aged over 70, with the eldest aged 86. His offending spree, which funded his heroin addiction, took place between October the 30th and November the 16th in Beaver Street, Ampthill Street, Adelaide Street, Grove Walk, Angel Road, Brighty's Opening and Beelow Avenue. The court heard that he had had 46 convictions for 129 offences, sentencing him to a 10-year term with 6.5 years custody and 3.5 years extended licence, Judge Catherine Moore said it was by luck rather than judgment that no victim had been seriously injured, although one victim had two fingers broken. She said, "You robbed these women not just of their belongings but of their independence. We have victims afraid to go out anywhere now as a result of what happened."